Oh, my friends, we hope you're having as much fun on this beautiful Father's Day as we are. Of course, it is a great tribute to fathers everywhere, and we take that one day where it's still politically correct in this country, at least as of 2013, to recognize fathers everywhere for the great contribution not only that they make to their families, but to the country. And, you know, it's funny because this is so appropriate because we talk about fathers, we talk about my fathers, and the father of my fathers was here last night, and they had the most amazing party here last night. It was a celebration, more than a party. A party makes you think funny hats and streamers and everything else. This was the ultimate, absolutely ultimate celebration, not only of great food, great cigars, but of a great Cuban American by the name of Don Pepin. And no one could have made this thing come off like the next person that I'm so proud to call my friend. We spent a great weekend watching great Christmas movies. He's passionate. He is a true New Yorkian, but he's a true person that knows how to take care of the customer and make you feel like family and friend. Let's give it up for the general manager, managing partner of Cutter Cigar Emporium, V. Frank Madonna.
Thank you.
You know, Frank, last night, of course, everything starts with someone who has a great, great vision. Russ Sutton is one of those people. We're gonna talk to him a little bit later on. But you know what? Great vision is part of it. Money is part of it. But the thing that puts everything together is someone who gets customer service, knows how to treat people, and has a passion for the business. That's why this place has blossomed. It's a one-year celebration. You and Jen and the people that have stuck it out have really built quite a place. Tell everybody a little bit about your background, and let's talk about Cutters. Yeah, talk about your background, because you got a funny accent.
Thank you, Fat Man.
You're very welcome.
I do have a funny accent, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, I come out of the northeast of New York and moved to Florida and made my way to Atlanta in 1998. I moved my family here, and I've known Russ and Kirk for many, many years, and when the opportunity came to be a part of Cutters, I just knew that, knowing them and their reputation, that that's a place where I'd want to be. I got to meet people like you and the chef and all the wonderful men and women that come into Cutters.
And that's critical. You said something very critical. When you think of cigars, everybody thinks, cigar stores, men. This is really a place where women feel just as comfortable and the men feel just as comfortable with the women being there because it's not bawdy. It's not disgusting. It's just a place where all races come together, men and women come together, and they have a celebration of cigars, a good life, and great conversation.
That is correct. We believe here at Cutters that everyone is welcome. We have a sign on the top of our front door that says, there's no one that... What does it say?
No strangers only.
That's it.
They said it pretty good.
You can edit that out, can't you?
No, that's fun. But it really is. They're our friends here. And last night, I think, was amazing. I mean, what you all did was absolutely amazing. Tell everybody a little bit about the party that you all threw, the celebration that you had for Don Pepin.
It is. Well, it was our one-year anniversary, but also my father's cigar's 10-year anniversary. And he released a new cigar called the Centurion, which is a fabulous smoke. And he came and introduced it to us here, and we just had a great, great celebration. We had literally hundreds of people here, inside and out. We had live music. We had dancing, and it was just a great time.
Did you see my moves?
I did.
Yeah, pretty impressive, huh?
Almost as good as mine.
Well, almost. But, no, it really was. But for people who are cigar aficionados or even novices,
right,
why do we keep, Chef Eric and I, talk so much about Cutters around the world, wherever we travel? What's the reason?
Well, I think it's because of the people at Cutters. You can buy a cigar anywhere. But the fact of the matter is that when you walk into Cutters and you sit down, whether you're a doctor or a janitor, it's irrelevant. We're all together. We're one family. We're equal. And it's about great conversation for men and women.
But you have some great lines of cigars. You have my father's extensive line, but you have a great Cliffs. You have an extensive line. I mean, you really run down some of the labels people would know or people would be surprised to know are here in Alpharetta because of y'all.
Well, of course, we are my father lounge, so we have their complete line, but we do have great Cliffs. We have Viaje. We have Fuente. We have
Nat Sherman.
Nat Sherman's. I mean, it goes on and on. It's really unlimited. You know, we're selective. We like a lot of the boutique cigars. Of course, we carry some of the general names, but we really pride ourselves on the fact that we have some, you know, very unique cigars here.
Well, of course, you carry the most popular cigar in the world, the Romeo Julieta Reserva Real, which I find to be the number one selling cigar in the world, happens to be the number one, goes very well with the number one beer in the world, Bud Light. And all that celebration can be had here.
Man.
Really? His microphone is off, so
no, it's not. It's not anymore.
No, shut it off.
Well, let me just say this: that I agree with you about the Bud Light being the number one beer in the world, because mm-hmm. I love that too. But as far as cigars go, I keep them for you.
Well, I'm just saying it is the number one selling cigar in the world, but that's okay because your tastes haven't quite gone up to mine.
Actually, I thought it was Swisher Sweets.
That's Chef Eric's fallback. But it's,
really?
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, I wanted you to hear the humor of Frank Madonna, because that's one of the things that really separates Frank from a lot of the other cigar stores that you go into. You walk in, and it's not a machine. It's not a go help yourself. Let me know if you need some. Frank's there not only to help him and Jen and Jonathan. They not only help you find cigars, and they ask to help you, but they cut up. They joke with you. They make you feel like you've known everybody here for years. That separates a building, a facade, a store from a really cool place to be. And congratulations, Frank. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Fat Man. And keep it up. And listen, would you tell me the one about the two dogs in the front yard?
Before I go, I'd like to say one thing. Yesterday, I mean, there were many, many hands and many, many people that really helped us. But there were two that stick out, and I just wanted to make a brief presentation of a couple of boxes of cigars.
This is
from Russ and Kirk and myself. First to Chef Eric, who worked very hard yesterday. He did have help at the end of the night. What was that woman's name again?
No. Don't go
there. I don't know!
Don't go there.
But
Lisa. Wow.
Chef, we want to thank you for all your hard work. And Pete, why don't you come over here, Pete?
Thank you very much, you guys. Thank you very
Pete,
much.
I can't say his last name because he's... How do you say it?
Vavilitis.
Sounds like a social disease.
I thought you could find that on the shelf at Publix or something.
No, you can't find anything at Publix. But anyway.
Pete, thank you for your hard work yesterday. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, guys. Man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This is what I'm talking about, my friends. This is what makes Cutters so special. A beautiful, expensive box of cigars given out because there are loyalty, there is friendship, and those are the two key trademarks of this incredible place called Cutter Cigar Emporium here on Windward Parkway. It's real easy. It's about a quarter mile west of 400. You can't miss it because you'll see the most cars in the strip mall right here in front of Cutter's. In fact, I had to get here at 2:30 yesterday to reserve a seat because Frank and Jen said they were going to reserve it for me, but I knew that was a lie, okay? I knew that there wasn't any way I was going to do it, even though I did threaten to wear the Frank Madonna Centurion thong, which was something that assured me that I would have a seat. I would have the place to myself. But anyway, Chef Eric, congratulations. Pete, great job. Jonathan, Jen, Frank, you guys are awesome. And
by the way, this is a box of my father's cigars, the Centurion.
I know everybody kept talking about them yesterday. They kept giving them out to everybody. When I came up... They were out.
This was the one that just was released.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I know everybody got one.
Okay.
Right. And I went up to the rep and I said, hey, man, I bought some cigars and everything. He said, oh, man, I wish I had an extra one. And then at the end of the night, I asked him for another one. I wish I had one. I said, you realize who I am? He said, that's why I'm out. I don't know what he meant by that. But Chef Eric, it was a great time last night. And speaking of great times on this great Father's Day, to all you fathers out there everywhere, thank you so much for what you've done for your families. Thank you what you do for this country. And despite how things are turning around, it's still a great thing to be a male in this country. And to be a father is a very special thing. And I want to make sure that fathers everywhere are recognized. And you know, today is, and I know Doc Sean will really appreciate this. Today is National Fudge Day. Now, I am going to find out from the doc, can you really make fudge that tastes good that can actually help you? And I see the thought, I kind of knew this would, kind of setting him up. But you know, Chef Eric, you've got a, what is it, walnut encrusted cod?
Yes. Well, it's walnut encrusted cod. I think technically the walnut encrusted cod with balsamic drizzle.
There we go. That's coming up next. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating this National Fudge Day with a doc in the house to explain that, yes, fudge can be good, too, and healthy. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium. We are here. It's easy to get to. Take 400 north of 285. I know for you people inside the perimeter, that's the nosebleed section of Atlanta. Come on up here and join the real people. Come up here to Windward Parkway. You want to take a Louis if you're going north, a Ralph if you're heading south on 400, but get off on Windward Parkway, go about a quarter mile, and you'll be here at Cutter's. It's on the right-hand side. Food, fun, and celebrating the good life. That's what we do each and every week. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium, Windward Parkway, Alpharetta, taking it to the streets of Alpharetta, baby.